Hello.
Yes, hey Bill.
Yeah. Hi.
So yeah, you got the email address?
Yeah, I got the email address. It is the, not the email address, the password, not the password, the the ID number. It's +1 516 582 9486.
Can you please repeat it?
Yes, I can. It's +1. Mm-hmm. No, phone numbers are so +1 or 1+. Let me see. I wrote it down. What's the international phone? Is it +1 or 1
yep.
plus? Plus
no,
one,
plus.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's +1 516 582 9486.
All right, and what is the email address? Or should we just try log in with the phone number?
Log in with the phone number.
All right. Just bear with me a moment here.
Sure. I need your phone.
So it's critical to tell your doctor about all medicines you take, including herbal supplements, because lab tests or changing the dose of your medicine.
I need your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm making dinner. Dealing with this. Okay.
All right, Bill, I have shared it with the team, and we'll update you if they are able to log in. Just give me one moment here, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Bill, you there with me?
Yes, I am.
So it's showing the password is incorrect.
I didn't give you the password. I gave you the ID. Not the password, it's the ID.
Is it not the password that you gave me earlier?
No, we had to change it. The password
right.
Now is treasures, but two words, capital, L-O-S-T, capital TREASURES 5702.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's without the number sign?
Beg your pardon? Yes, without the number sign.
All right, perfect. Just a minute. Bill, let me repeat it one more time. It's all capital, Lost Treasures 5702, right?
Yeah, capital L and then a capital T. But two words now. L-O-S-T, capital T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E-S, 5702.
All right. All right. Just a minute. All right, Bill, you there?
Yeah.
So you must have received a notification on your mobile number. Can you please approve it?
I have a thing that says this Amazon signer from Florida, US tap to respond.
Yep, you just have to approve it.
And then it says for Ohio. You guys in Ohio?
Nope, we are in New York.
Well, this is crazy.
It might be the publishing team. They are trying to log in from there. I'm not sure about that. I'm also contacting
right,
with them
what,
over the, yeah.
Let me see what it says then. Go back to that. It's my wife's phone. It's hard for me to move around with it.
Sure.
Okay, messages. Okay. All right, so what I have from Amazon, unless this is the one, 50. Let me tap in on here. All right, so that's okay. That was me. Let me go back. Okay, so I'm going on to messages again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, were you trying to sign in from Ohio?
Yes, Bill, it might be the publishing team that is signing in from there. So can you please approve it?
Okay. So I'm going to approve that. Okay, let me go on to the first one. Okay. I have to go back to the other one now. My phone is different than mine. It hasn't, it's a pain in the ass. Okay. Okay, so I took care of that one. Okay. Okay, messages again. So I took care of both the messages. It says the sender is not in my contact list. All right, you can close this page. Okay, so I think I approved both of these things, the sign-in, so I still don't have an OC number.
No, just give me 1 minute here, please. All right, Bill, so now you have received an OTP on your phone number.
475. I have to go back to the message now. It just disappeared real fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 475-939. 475-939. Yes.
All right. All right, Bill. So we are logged in, and I will share the file, the preview links with you by the end of the day or by tomorrow morning, okay?
All right, now, what I need yet, I don't have proofs of the book, right? When do I get those to make sure everything is right?
You have approved the final files of the book.
No, I haven't.
Email. All right, I will share it with you once again.
Okay.
All right, I will be sharing the final files over the email. Kindly have a look at them and provide you feedback.
Okay. And we have to figure price and all that yet.
I have shared the, just give me 1 minute here. I believe you have filled out the publishing form.
Yes, but I have no price on it because we never set the price.
All right. So, like, you want to discuss it, or do you have any specific price in mind?
No, I want to discuss it. That's what I'm hiring you guys for. So you give me advice of how to price the book.
All right. Just give me a minute here.
All I approved was the cover.
All right, Bill. So the standard prices for the ebook is $9.99, and for
I don't want an ebook. We went over that. I wanted a hardcover book.
All right, hardcover and paperback as well, or just hardcover?
Well, I understand Amazon doesn't do hardcover, right?
Amazon does do hardcover.
So I would like to get an idea of the price of what it would cost me for hardcover and for softcover.
For the hardcover, the standard prices are $29.99, and for the softcover, it's $19.99.
I think I can go with the $19.99. It's a better seller.
Or the softcover?
Yeah, softcover is fine. It's only an 86-page book. Softcover will be fine.
All right, so you just want to publish it in one version, which is just soft cover, the paperback version, right?
Yes, I think it's a coffee table book. I don't see this as an online book.
All right, perfect. So I will share this information with the team as well. So only paperback for $19.99, right?
Yeah.
Great, that's great. Anything else, Bill?
Yeah, how do we? It's also supposed to go on to Barnes and Nobles, right?
Yep. So, should have you created the account for Barnes and Noble?
I haven't done anything for Barnes and Nobles, but part of the contract was that it would go on to Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah. So yeah, we are going to use the same email address and the same number to create an account over the Barnes and Noble.
Yes.
So just give me 1 minute here. Let me ask if we can create the account right now.
Me too.
What happened?
Because it's not publishing. They never sent me.
You're gonna laugh?
They never sent me the final thing to approve. I think I have to quit using ketchup. I should go with a hardcover book for $10 more.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should do it in a hardcover for 30, you know.
Has that happened?
What?
You can tell me later. Have you seen it?
No. I have to see it now.
Hopefully with the adjustable bed, that will be more comfortable too.
Yeah. Here?
Mine?
Oh, yeah. I just hope I can handle the pain better than I did the last time.
That you can't know.
No.
Take whatever the video.
Said that they said they're giving me general anesthesia. She wants me to check that out.
What?
I was listed down for general anesthesia. I have to check that out. I took one
book. No,
all right, Bill, you there?
Yeah, I am.
I'm really sorry to keep you waiting for so long. So we have created the Barnes & Noble account under the same email address, and it's the same password. And
mm-hmm.
the account is currently in pending, and there is nothing required from your side right now. But in future, if there is anything which is required from your side, I will surely let you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and meanwhile, I will be sharing the final files of the book with you over the email, so you can review it one last time and provide your feedback.
Okay.
Perfect. And one more thing, Rafael, the senior strategist, wants to have a word with you. So is this a good time? Are you free right now?
I'm free right now.
Perfect. So I'm just transferring your call. Give me a moment here.
Okay.
I can always go to Costco and pick up chicken and ribs for the boys.
What boys?
Brian and Michael.
Wait a minute.
I know who's coming when.
They're both coming down?
Hmm?
They're both coming down? Michael's coming down.
Michael wants to come down. Brian, I can't sleep with Brian. When is Brian getting his mouth wired?
I don't know.
Thank you so much for staying on the line, Bill. Are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you doing today, Bill?
Okay, I'm doing good.
I see that. Okay, so I just want to have a few words regarding your project. So can you just share your feedback with us, like how your project has been with us? How is David working with you?
You know what, David? What's your position so I know who I'm talking to?
I told you my name is Rafael and I'm the senior strategist over here in Nuremberg Writing.
Okay.
I'm the manager of David.
First I had Sheldon.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you properly. There's a noise behind from the background.
First I had Sheldon.
Yes.
And this whole project has been so many errors in it. So many times, like the first time they sent me copies, they changed the pictures. And I explained to them, they can't change my artwork. They distorted all my artwork. They made things that were, most of my artwork is landscape, and they changed it into portrait. So that was a problem. And then there were so many problems with justification, getting everything on one page, and it kept on going back and forth with so many errors. I spent 2 hours with Lisa Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I did this twice with Lisa. We went over page by page, getting it exactly the way I wanted, getting the pictures exactly the way I wanted. And then it came back to me all messed up again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this project started in June. And quite honestly, by September, it really should have moved. And it really didn't. I mean, I went into reviewing the book before I was really ready. But once we got all the editing done, my wife finally edited the book for me, and we got it in proper English and the whole business, and then it was just a matter of getting it formatted. That's all I really needed from Noam was to format it. I didn't need writing, I didn't need, just format it so that every page looks right, that the columns on each page are the same columns, which I can't do that for my computer. The margins, that all the margins are the same, that the spacing is the same. So,
mm-hmm.
each page kind of looks alike, and then we want to figure out when you have two pages together that the artwork on each of the two pages kind of matches. And that's all I needed was formatting, and I did it with Lisa. And then when it came back, it was all messed up again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really happened time and time again. Now, they're going to send me the proofs now, which they didn't send me. All they sent me was the cover, to approve the cover. Mm-hmm. I never got the final thing. Now they're going to send me the final copy. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be good or not.
Mm-hmm.
History will tell me that they messed it up again.
I hope they do. You're going to send everything
in
PDF.
Yeah, I even have, I made a PDF of every single page. And I asked them, do you want me to send, you know, should I send you my PDFs? And the answer is no. So, but I know the book eventually has to be in PDF form for Amazon to publish it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm hoping to go through. I've been very patient. I have lost my temper once or twice,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't happy about that. I don't like losing it. But mm-hmm. I was getting the same mistakes back time after time again.
I see that.
And
so
I'm
going to
go.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If you look at the correspondence I've had with everybody, you know that it kind of looked like they gave it to their ninth grader to do, you know? And it's Tim busy with the team. After Lisa, I said, why are you going back to the team? Lisa and I did it exactly. So I went back to the team, and they came back to me wrong. A number of things like, I had everything on one page with Lisa. If a line or two slipped to the next page, I made the image a little bit smaller, and then it came back one page. But what you gave me, they gave me 6-7 times, it would have been two pages, so I'd have a blank page. I'd have a page in the book with one sentence on the page. And like I said, this was very, very aggravating.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Go ahead.
I don't know if you have all the files there. But if you look at some of the files, you'll see the mistakes that were made.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
And I know...
Go ahead, please.
Let me trigger with some water. Okay, that's a little bit better. Okay.
Okay. So, are you better now?
Yeah. I said no.
Okay.
So,
I truly understand. Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you talk.
I'm sorry, I did not hear what you just said.
No, you were saying you truly understand.
Yeah, I'm saying you that. I truly understand where you're coming from. And this is the only reason I wanted to have a discussion with you over the project, because I can see how much frustrated you have been during the timeline. And just to let you know that Sheldon has been fired just because of these mistakes when I got to see that he was doing blunders in projects. So he has been fired. And since then, when you had a conversation with Lisa on Zoom, I remember. Yeah, is this correct? So since David was assigned to you, and that's why I was taking a feedback from your side, is David good to go with the work? Is he completing all the work? Because I can see that your accounts have been created today, and it's all good to go now. I hope so. Your all revisions and the mistakes will be done later.
I have not looked at the revised copies.
They
haven't sent to me. They're first sending me now what it looks like, so I've got to open the computer and
mm-hmm.
go over each page and make sure that it's right.
Okay, so the final files have not been delivered to you yet. That's what you are trying to tell me.
Yes, the final files. The only thing I saw was the cover. They delivered the cover to me. I approved the cover. And that's it. I have not seen the final work yet.
Okay. I see that, and I understand that, and I'll make sure, like, till tomorrow or day after tomorrow, earliest in the morning, you receive your final formatted files, because I just got to know from David that he has been able to create your accounts on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, since your account has been catered up, I'll make sure from my end to make your project go onto the fast track, and you get the files delivered by tomorrow or day after tomorrow, earliest in the morning. Okay?
Okay. Then I'll go over the
files. Anything else?
It is one thing. I thank Sheldon for his hard work. I got to take that line out. That will be one change. And he was a nice guy, Sheldon. I enjoyed talking to Sheldon, but...
I see that. I know what you have gone through such a rough past time period, because I know how clients get unsatisfied when the work is not up to the mark. Because I know when we provide services, the first impression is the last impression, but I got to know it was not just only you, it was more clients that complained about children, that how the things were going on.
Yeah. No, I don't know if David had the same team, but hopefully everything will be straight now. I mean, it's just a matter of simple formatting. And the last time David sent me a file, there were so many mistakes in it, but he sent me a file that I could not edit.
I understand what you're trying to say. But, you know, let me guide you through the process so in future you also get to know how the things are being done. Once you got the final files, you will be getting them in the Word format where you can edit the draft. If you want to make the changes, you can highlight them or make notes of that so that I can make it go to the writer so that they can edit the draft, put on the additions or some corrections you want me to be catered. Other than that, if it is good to go, only then we'll convert that file into the PDF format where it will be good to go with the live format. It will go same as it will be getting printed, okay?
Yeah.
I see that. Okay. By the way, one more question. I was just going through your publishing form as well. So, can I just ask you a simple question that will you be taking care of the ISBNs and the copyrights?
No, why don't you do that?
Yeah, but as per your package, I think there is no ISBN and the copyrights because this is an additional service that we did not get anything off out of it because it's something we get it from the USPTO as we have a broker around there who delivers us the unique ISBNs. Do you know what ISBN is?
Yeah, it's like Library of Congress number.
Yeah, it's International Standard Book Number, which is a specific book number that identifies your book into the specific genre. And along with that, that comes with imprints. And what we provide our clients is authorization from the Library of Congress and along with the registration of your book or around the globe. You can see, like, ISBNs can be found on internet on several websites, but, you know, they are not authorized because you can get them in, like, free of cost, $10, $200, somewhere around, but it's something, it's where you can get scammed off. With the USPTO, the person we have as a broker who works in the USPTO provides us with the authentic ISBN that gets registered under your name. You getting my point?
Okay, I get your point.
Yeah. So, you know...
After all the problems with my book and all the delays, it would be nice if you guys picked that up for me.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to hear what you just said, Bill.
I said, with all the problems getting this book done, and all the delays and all that, the least you guys can do is take care of the ESP number and the copyright for me.
That's what I am trying to help you out with, Bill, here, because this is something that 90% of the audience comes with us. But if there's no people who do not know about the ISBN copyright thing, we help them out. But as per the package, this is not included, so that requires an additional cost.
So you're saying there's no cost for me?
I'm sorry, Bill. I cannot hear you. What you just said again?
So, what are you saying? There'll be no cost for me to get the copyright and the ISBN number?
How do you that's what I am telling you, that you there is an additional cost. There is a specific bundle cost. Because as per your package, which your project is being run on, there is no ISBN in the copyrights. Because 90% of the authors who comes to us owns that, okay? But if you want our help, we can get the authorized ISBN along with copyrighting your rights. Because, you know, if you go and buy a car, so you want it to be get registered under your name. Same goes with the book. So when you get your book registered under your name, so it is registered by your name. Otherwise, your data can be stolen or someone can steal your content. So it's a matter where your book will be live all around the globe. And you know, this is the basic element of publishing. Without the ISBN and the copyright, your book cannot get published. And one more thing, as you're already up to the mark to the publishing, like your account's being created, it takes like 30 to 40 days if you go around the globe and find for the ISBN. But if you go around with us, you will be getting the fast service and you will be getting the ISBN in 2 to 3 days till you get to review your formatted files and your publishing will go smoothly. Otherwise, you have to wait a long way again.
Okay, what's this going to run me?
Okay. So if you go about the costing thing, let me tell you what will include first so you get to know the better understanding what includes in this. First of all, you will be getting 2 ISBNs, one for the paperback, one for the hardcover. Another thing, we will be getting authorized from the Library of Congress along with the USPTO registration. Third thing, we will be describing you as an author in the Library of Congress where your name will be registered. Along with that, you will be getting imprints. Imprints, you know what imprints is?
No.
Okay. So imprints is like when you have a unique ISBN, that is a secure password. Like if someone ever tries to steal your data or your content online, imprint secures your book in a way that you have a password. It's work like this. Like you have a Facebook account, and if someone tries to hack your account, you get an OTP. Two-factor authentication, that's your special password, so that no one can enter into your account. So this same goes with the imprints in this way, that you'll be having a secure key. If someone ever tries to steal your data or legally come upon this, you have the legal right to do the case over it because this belongs to you with all 100% ownership and control. Okay? So this whole bundle, obviously I told you, it's around the globe, free of cost and everything, but you know, since we are working for it along with the USPTO with the authentication, so it costs some premium cost. But still, I understand where you're coming from, so I will totally understand you around the globe, but whole of this package will include, like, cost you around
$1,299. That's $1,200?
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm sorry, your voice is being break off.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I just told you around. Like, I told you very clearly with all the transparency. If you go around, you just Google it, you can get the ISBN, like, in even $10. But, you know, it's not authentic because that is already having an online presence. People scam you. It's already cost on, like, platforms, like, for $600, $700. But they are not authentic because they claim to have the USPTO authentication, but that does not. When we put the ISBN over the platforms, it shows that it already has an online presence. So, you know, we give this authority because this is something we are not getting any profit out of it. It's the directly amount we're getting from you and paying to the broker in the USPTO we have who will deliver you with the ISBNs, copyrights, and everything that I told you in the bundle. But as you know, you're already onto the publishing stage. I truly understand you had a rough patch time and everything, but this is something very basic, and without this, your book cannot get published. This is the basic element out of it. I truly understand where you're coming from, but this is something very basic, and you know, we cost like $18.99, but already, I already gave you a discount so, because I know how much hard time you had.
So how much of a discount did I get?
Let's talk about
I'm sorry, what you are just selling me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, this is like getting hit at the very end with something. No one ever mentioned this to me before.
Look, It was not mentioned to you before. I just told you around the corner that 80 to 90% of the authors already have that registered, because this is a long process. If you go and register yourself for the USPTO, it takes like 6 to 8 months to get the ISBN and the copyright certification, because it's a basic documentation. Just like I gave an example of a car. If you buy a car, you need your documents to be get registered under your name.
I understand that, but no one ever said this to me before, that I could not get the book published until I did this. This is like coming out of the blue.
Look, try to understand, Bill. I am telling you this, that it was not told to you before. It's not like we are hiding something or there are any hidden costs or something like that. But it's a basic requirement. When we send you the publishing form, they already clearly exist. One thing, ISBN and the imprints. So if you already have that, why would we ask for it? But when I saw that thing being empty around, so I asked you a question. And when I get to know this, that you don't have any resources for that, if you want to go ahead for that, but it will take like 3 to 4 months again to get there. But with us, we already having our broker with us, we'll be providing you the ISBN like 2 to 3 days according to your requirements, so that your book goes out live soon. You get the return on investment, what you have already invested in this book. I'm here to help you out. Nothing else.
You know what? Let me think. And you all, let me see my proofs, all right?
I'm sorry what you're just saying. It's too noisy.
I'm going to research it. Let me get the proofs first. All right?
Okay. I'm ready for that. No worries about that. Let's connect this call tomorrow until I take the feedback from my team about your final files. But, you know, you have to take this thing seriously, Bill, because, you know, as soon as we'll be getting the ISBN when you'll come on board with us, so that we sign up for you and we get the ISBN as quick as possible in like 2 to 3 days for you with the fast track. Because once your files are good to go, we have to put that on the accounts like Amazon and Barnes and Noble to register your book as well.
Okay, send me my proofs first and I'll think about all of this, all right? First things first, okay?
No worries about that, Bill. Take your time. Let's schedule a call for tomorrow. Can you tell me a good time when we can speak tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we have doctor appointments, so...
Okay.
Late afternoon,
Mike. Yeah, almost this time, 6, 7 o'clock, we'll be fine.
Okay, in which time zone are you in?
Eastern.
Okay, I will call you around 5 p.m. Eastern. Is this good for you?
Yes.
Okay, I see that. And meanwhile, what I will do is, like, for your sake of a surety, I will also send you the package along with the cost, so you also get to know what you are getting out of it and how it is important for publishing. So you also get to know the information about it.
Okay.
Okay, and if you ever get any regarding queries, please feel free to contact me directly. My name is Rafael De Silva. You can just call on the extension, or you have my personal number as well. You just call me, and I will be right there for you.
Okay, thank you.
I see that. Is there anything else I can help you with, Bill?
No, this is fine. Thank you.
Okay, I hope so. You're satisfied now, and I will make sure that your work is up to the mark now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Have a lovely day ahead. Thank you so much for your time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.